हरे कृष्णा, हाय कृष्ण माता जी।
वी कैन हियर यू माता
यस माता जी, गो अहेड।
कैन यू हियर मी माता जी?
यस माता जी।
यस, हाय कृष्णा। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्य विपाशा प्रदेशधारी वंचकल पुत्र वश्य कृपा सिंधु वैचक पिता नाम पावन वैष्णव नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन। ऑल द अदर डिवोटीज हैव ऑलरेडी टॉक्ड अबाउट प्रभुजी एंड दे हैव शेयर्ड सो मेनी एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड सो मेनी थॉट्स अबाउट प्रभुजी एंड माताजी। I've never met Prabhu. I'm just going to share some of my experiences or some of my interactions indirectly which I had with him. Yesterday we all saw the, on Zoom also we saw all the, how the rituals were done. And I just can't help but share this, that he, Prabhuji, he went so peacefully, though we all have that question of why things happened and why it had to happen. I also had that those questions in my mind when I heard this. I couldn't stop crying and I was so unfortunate that I came to know at the end when Sukhsagari Mataji called me and told me about it. I could not help it and I just messaged Nityanand Prabhu because he's the only one whom I can talk in such conditions. I messaged him that, Prabhu, I don't understand why these things have happened. And because when I talked to Prithvi Vilasini Mataji, she was, initially I could feel that she was lost, but yet she was composed. I could not control myself in front of her, but she was so composed. And when I was thinking about it, you know what the first thought was, that Prabhu has made her so, he has made her so perfect, as if it was his only role was to give her Krishna consciousness. We have heard from so many devotees how Mataji came into Krishna consciousness, how many queries she has. And when Mataji puts up any queries, that means definitely she has definitely those queries which nobody has. She thinks into it. And he brought her into that with defining all the questions which she had, he saw to it that it has been answered. Otherwise, normally we tend to, okay, I've given you this and you have to follow this. But he never did that with her. And that is what made her a perfect devotee. Because when devotees have gone to her place, they say that she knows the Bhagavad Gita and she's applying it. That is so hard. And I remember when once we tried to get Prabhu on the call for that, but unfortunately never happened. Prabhu is such a good cook. We all know from the cooking page that on Sundays, it was a day when they both cooked together. And he loved to cook for Mataji. He loved to cook for his Gopal. And Sunday was a day when he really cooked. And Mataji used to be so excited. And when men cook, it is always a mess, right? But then he used to cook, and his favorite dish which he made is the Rava Keshari which he made. And Mataji used to be so happy that he makes it. And whenever we talk, I'm always so much dependent on Prithvi Vilasini Mataji for everything. Rather than any of my problems also, she's the best one whom I can run to. And when I talked to her, then she said that she is making kheer. And then when I asked her what type of kheer, so he likes the kheer with vanilla into it. And there are so many dishes which are unique, which he likes, which Mataji makes. And she used to share that. And Prabhu also used to make many things and used to like to make all the Western dishes also. And as Ratnavali Mataji also shared that kofta curries and so many he made. So we wanted to get him on the kids' cooking class. But he never came because, he was, he's just such a shy person he was, that he always liked to be at the back end. And throughout his life, I think he wanted to do from the back end, just push Prithvi Vilasini Mataji ahead and be her moral support. And in this time also, I can see in her that he is there behind her every time. Like she can feel her his presence, and she will never feel that he is lost, because in whatever ways he has made her perfect, by that ways he will be with her. And once I remember when we had I was giving a class to the kids, I think it was during the camp, I guess, when we were telling kids about how what to eat and what not to eat. And then I told them, I was telling the kids about how they should not eat, drink Coke or any of the beverages which are having the which are not allowed or which shouldn't be eating because of the caffeine content. And then Mataji spoke that Prabhu was listening to the class, and was as always as like he used to be, though calls, he every Mataji's voice, and Shyamaguri Mataji's also, when we talk, we always say that Shyamaguri Mataji's voice is like a small girl. And when Prabhu also, when he used to be on call, and then when Mataji was speaking, and when I think Prithvi Vilasini Mataji was not there, so but I think the small girl, she's talking. So the majority of the people he knew by their voices also. And so when I started the call, I asked to Mataji about it. Like, okay, how was the call? After every call, everybody will have that feeling for her. She will do that. So when I asked her, like, okay, how was the call? How it went? Did I speak anything nonsense in the call? And then she said that Prabhu was saying, oh, this Mataji is very strict. Like, because I told the kids even not to drink Coke. So he said that Mataji is so strict. I still remember those words of Mataji. That means he, like, though he was not personally present everywhere, but still he was there, because he's always been the support for Mataji. Because you cannot imagine how many things she does, and doing that alone, doing that without any help is not possible. This photo of her altar was shared by her on that day when she, on that day of that when this unfortunate thing happened, I don't know to call it what to call it, but then I shared my son's photo to her, that how he scored highest in his class, and then she and then I also told her that your Bal Gopal is looking so beautiful. Then she shared this altar picture with me. So like, this is so definite, like there is no doubt in it, and there is no second thought about it, that Prabhu has gone to his destination. He's gone to the lotus feet of the Lord, because the way he left us, it is that he went for his own journey. And Mata, like we talk in the Bhagavad Gita, right? Like happiness and distress, you have to be so like sthita pradnya. So this is what he, whatever I'm like, we glorify Mataji, it is basically whatever Prabhu has given her, and she's trying to live by it word. And that would be her best, you know, the best she can serve Prabhu in any way, by following his words or following whatever his thoughts were. And that itself is so comforting, because when I talked to Nityanand Prabhu about this, and he said that every soul has its journey, every soul has its own path, and every soul has its own time which it is there in this body, and it is finished, and so you should not be worrying about it, because now he went to his next destination, and what did he do at the end? That was very important. And like, you know, there are some circumstances when you always think about if and but, what if this was there, what if that was there, but it makes no sense, because whatever has to happen will happen, and if this was destined to happen, it happened in the perfect way, because the service which he was doing, he wouldn't have done if other things, if the scenario was something different. So I know it pains a lot when you see at his pictures also, it hurts a lot, but at the end of the day, when I just think about it, like from Prabhuji's point of view, if I think what happened to him, it is that he is going for his journey. And from Mataji's point of view, when I think it is going to be hard for her, definitely hard for her, but Prabhu will guide her in each and every way, in each and every way. And she will bounce back as a leader again, and as a, because she is a perfect devotee, she is a perfect one. because Prabhu itself, Prabhu himself was is such a perfect devotee that he is seen to it that she gets all those things in her. She never was stopped for anything. It is, there are so many number of times when we talked and she has explained things about that. I don't see that, okay, there was anything which she could do in it or anything anybody else could do in it. So she is moving on. She has to move on. Maybe it will be slow. But then we can just pray for Prabhu that all these days when the soul is making its journey upwards, instead of crying and hurting the soul, we can just pray for Prabhuji that his soul finds his path towards his lotus feet is safe and sound, and he does not get stuck up in other things, so that his destination, whatever was destined, we should not be a hurdle in them. That is, like, we and some of Mataji's friends, when they called, we had that discussion, and it just feels like he is there somewhere for her, and she is always there in her thoughts, was always there in his thoughts, and she will just be a perfect, she was a perfect wife, is a perfect wife, and Prabhuji was a perfect husband for her. She could not, she when she had talked to her, she said, I could not expect anyone perfect than him. And that itself is so many points wherein you know that she is words. I don't know, like, what else to say about it. And we can pray that from family. Allowing me to just share some, but I just wanted to share.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you once again, Mataji, for sharing about the great soul. Thank you very so much. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Vrindavan Prabhuji on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 30th chapter, text 6th onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanwad Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very so much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning, enlightening us on this topic, Prabhuji. I now hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Who you are talking about? I missed the first 1 minute.
Prabhuji, His Grace Srinivas Jagannath Prabhuji, and he is husband of Priti Vilasini Mataji, who is, like, you know, one of the pillar of Bhakti Sangha conference call. She is the one who, you know, expanded Bhakti Sangha in kids classes, summer camps, and Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. She takes takes care of everything, and she came in Krishna consciousness because of her Prabhu. So Prabhu was more Krishna conscious. So and suddenly what happened, he just fell down unconscious and went back to Goloka.
How old was he?
40.
Oh God. Okay. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavati Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, let me offer my condolence for the Prabhuji. I didn't hear the name, but whoever, he is very dear to Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. And under these circumstances, especially when somebody lives at younger age, it is very difficult to comprehend. So Bhishma Dev says there is just a faith that can, make you understand everything, because there is no way we can understand what Krishna does, why he does, and whatever way he does is very difficult to understand. Not only in Krishna consciousness, for that matter, any bona fide religion cannot explain properly in any scripture why God does the way he does anything. So Bhishma Dev has the answer for that. It is simply by faith we have to understand. Abhimanyu was a disciple of Krishna, but he left very young, leaving his wife, Uttara pregnant, and then he was Parikshit Maharaj. Now he is disciple of Krishna, but he would have saved. But why he didn't save, there is no answer, even by Krishna. So it is very difficult, but we should try to help as much as we can emotionally and spiritually, Prabhuji's family. Because it is not only her husband, it is everybody's guide and mentor in some way or the other for hundreds and thousands of people. In Krishna consciousness, we are never alone. Definitely, we are affecting hundreds and thousands of people unknowingly. So anybody, we should not take it very cheaply. And we should take every soul as a precious jewel in the moment of Srila Prabhupada. Just imagine how many people come to Krishna consciousness. If you see, there are not even 1% of total world's population. So how valuable that jewel is. So I personally pray for the Prabhuji's soul. Wherever he is, he'll be under the care of Srila Prabhupada, his Guru Maharaj, and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Now we'll come to Srimad Bhagavatam. We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 30th, and Text 6 and 7 that is given to me. So text number 6 is Kashishtuna Kanakavarana Vibhushanena Brajat Kapola Badano Vilasat Kiritaha Ashtayudhaira Chunarair Muribhai Surendrair Asi Vito Garuda Kinnara Gita Kirtaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's face was very beautiful, and His head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautifully situated on His head. The Lord had 8 arms, with which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages, and other associates. These are all engaged in His service. Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinnara Loka. The purport. Generally, the Vishnu form is maintained with 4 hands holding 4 objects, a console, disc, club, and lotus flower. However, here Lord Vishnu is described as possessing 8 arms with 8 kinds of weapons. According to Viraghava Acharya, the console and lotus flower are also accepted as weapons. Since the Lord is the supreme controller, whatever is in His hand can be considered a weapon. 4 hands hold 4 kinds of weapons, and the extra 4 hands hold an arrow, bow, trident, and snake. Sri Virara Gavachar describes the eight weapons as Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Saranga, Sara, etc. A king is always accompanied by his ministers, secretaries, and commanders. And Lord Vishnu is also accompanied by his followers. The demigods, great sages, saintly persons, and so on. He is never alone. Consequently, there is no question of the Lord's being impersonal. He is always himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates are also persons. From the description given in his verse, Garuda appears to belong to the Kinnara planet. The inhabitants of the Kinnara planet have the same features as Garuda. Their bodily features are like those of human beings, but they have wings. The word Gita Kirita indicates that the inhabitants of Kinnara Loka are very expert in singing the glories of the Lord. In Brahma Samhita, it is said, Jagat Andha Koti, Koti Shvashesh Vasudhadi Vibhuti Bhinnam. In each and every universe, there are different types of planets, and each planet has distinctive features. On the strength of this verse, we can understand that in Kinnara Loka, the inhabitants can fly with their wings. There are also a planet known as Siddhaloka, where the inhabitants can fly even without wings. Thus, each and every planet has some distinctive facility. That is the beauty of the varied creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Prachetas, as we are reading in this chapter, they are blessed by Lord Shiva when the Prachin Parikshit, their father, sent them to perform the austerities in the forest. And after performing austerities for 10,000 years, so these Prachetas, now pleased with their prayers and service, Lord is appearing in front of them. So the appearance of Lord, here we see, Prachetas didn't have any particular form of the Lord in their mind. But Lord, on his own accord, appearing in front of them as he feels. So it's a prerogative or the choice of the Lord how to appear. And the Lord appears according to one's desire and one's consciousness and how he wants to relate with the Lord. But in all circumstances, when the Lord appears, he appears to please his devotees. At the same time, just like the devotees, they feel pleasure in seeing the Lord. Lord also feels the same pleasure in seeing his devotee, which he is missing from the spiritual world. So, Lord is more eager than the devotees to see him. And he appears in front of them according to his choice. That's why it is called Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Abhigya Swarat. He is supremely independent. Everybody is controlled by Krishna, but he is not controlled by anybody. He can do whatever he wants. But because he has that choice of do whatever he wants, he is always doing things for the benefit of the soul. We have the same choice, do whatever you want. But we are not using that choice for improper consciousness. So that same independence has come from God, but we are misusing it. And God is the supreme independent. He can do whatever he wants. But the only way he does is to bring his devotees, what to speak of devotees, all the souls back home, back to Godhead. It is not only devotees. He takes special care of the devotees because their face is turned to Krishna. That's why they can see that how Krishna is mercifully, how is Krishna compassionately guiding them and engaging them in his service. But those who are not devotees, because their back is to Krishna, they are standing very close to Krishna. But because their back is to Krishna, they cannot appreciate the mercy or the compassion of Krishna. So for them, Krishna is far, 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 far away from their vision. In fact, Krishna is just behind them. If they turn around, they can see Krishna. But Krishna, even though the souls are showing their back to him, but still he is merciful. Still he gives them a light, knowledge, all the requirements and everything. And every situation tells them, turn back. Only one word is, turn back. Please look at me. Please look at me. Don't waste your life. Please look at me. But the jiva is so illusion. Jiva is so infatuated by the things he's seeing in front of him, all the material opulence, that he do not realize this is the real opulence of Krishna. This is just his opulence. The person is behind the opulence. Just like if you just get attracted to the ornaments worn by your lover or your husband or your wife, you are not really seeing the person who is wearing that ornaments. So all this opulence in front of us is all the ornaments of Lord Krishna. And if we just get attracted to the ornaments, there our mind is like a thief. But if we get attracted to the person, that is real love. So therefore, Krishna, he appears according to the vision, according to the desire, according to the consciousness of the devotee who is willing to surrender to him. So therefore, for Mayavadis, he will appear as Brahman. For the meditation people, he will appear as Paramatma. For devotees, he will appear as Krishna. But for devotees also, he has thousands and millions of different forms. You can see just this Vishnu, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this Vishnu has a different 24, just like his four weapons, if they are in different hands, that each Vishnu has a different name. Then there are so many Adi Vishnus are there, you know, Karnodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. So these Vishnus are there. Then there are different incarnations. Then there are different, other Kurma is there, Mara is there, Buddha is there, Kalki is there. So many kinds of different forms of Krishna are there. Like Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudev, when they were in the jail, Krishna appeared in Vasudev's mind. So Krishna can appear anywhere. You know, for Brahma, you know, Krishna appeared from his forehead, you know, from his nostril as Varaha. So Krishna can appear from anywhere. For Prahlad, he appeared from the pillar. So Krishna can appear, he has no restrictions, he can appear from anywhere. Just like Kurma, he appeared from the ocean. You know, from fish, he appeared from the ocean. He became very small fish. It's like in a small palm. Then it became so big, then he put it in a pot. That became so big, then he put it in a bigger pot. Then he became, he put it in the a pond, he became that big. Then he put it in the river, he became that big. And he became put it in the ocean. And he became like a beautiful, big Matsya avatar. Similarly, Kurma is very small. So similarly, Vamandev appeared in front of Bali Maharaj, you know, seeing his desire to surrender and show that Shukracharya, who is stopping him to surrender to Krishna, in that circumstance, show the world that if Guru is stopping you from serving Krishna, you should reject that Guru, you know. So Krishna appeared as Vamandev. He appeared like a small Batu, you know, it's like a 7 year, 8 year old boy. And he went in front of Vamandev, and then he expanded into all, covering all the universe. So Krishna can appear in any size, any way, any time. There is no restriction for him. So therefore, you know, and also he can appear in different planet in a different way, you know, in different places in a different way. And just like imagine, you know, he appears in each and everybody, all the devotees' house. When he some devotee wants to serve, then, you know, you, it's like all the acharyas, you know, Madhvacharya, it's like Udupi Krishna appeared to him. Then Jagannath, you know, he appeared in front of King Indradumna. Then how Ram appeared, you know, to Vibhishan or Hanuman. So similarly, you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahaprakash Leela. He's showing, you know, 24 hours, he's showing everybody according to their desire. And they are asking, please show me this palm, please show me this palm. And, you know, everybody is willing to see in a different play, different way. So Krishna is appearing, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing in front of them according to the desire, you know, different desires of the Lord, different desires of the devotees. So just like Vasudeva, first he appeared in the mind. Similarly, when he appears, Bhagavatam gives the chronology of Krishna's appearance. Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. First he will appear in the name. First we have to have that implicit faith in the name. Kali Kale, Nama, Rupa, Krishna Avatar. Krishna has appeared. Now many people ask, you know, Kali Yuga is so degraded. Kali Yuga, so many problems are there. And Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, wherever there is adharma, I will appear. There is so much adharma in the history of the world. So much adharma is happening. You know, so much religious activities are happening. Why Krishna is not appearing? He has appeared. He is in the appeared in the name of in the holy name. And one who understands this holy name is non-different than Krishna. So now Krishna has appeared in these words. Now Krishna appears as Matsya, Krishna appears as Kuruma, Krishna appears as Narasingadev. Now Krishna has appeared in words. Because even with your conditioned eyes and heart and polluted heart, we can read the words, we can hear the words, and we can speak the words. If Lord appears in any other way, our heart is not that pure. Or if Lord appears in any other way, our mind is not able to understand. Even the Lord is in front of us, we will not be able to understand, we will commit offense. So he has come in front of us in his holy name. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These are not only words, these are manifestation. This is the incarnation of Krishna. He himself has expanded his all the energy in chanting the holy name. So therefore, we have to be very careful. We cannot be neglectful, just like in the deity worship. We cannot be neglectful when we are serving the Lord. So similarly, when we are chanting, we cannot be neglectful. We have to be as careful as much we can and listen to the holy name. Otherwise, Krishna is there, but our attention is not there. Just like some guests come to your house and, you know, just like see our all kids, how they behave. If some guest comes to the house, no matter how great that guest is, you know, parents are engaged with watching, but what kids are doing? They're busy playing on their computer or playing on their phone, watching video games. The great personality has appeared, but they don't care for it. So similarly, if the great personality, the greatest of the greatest, supreme personality appears in front of us, and if we are doing some other things, he is in our house, but he is, you know, we are neglectful, we are not looking, we are looking at him. He has appeared in front of us in the holy name, but we are just like the kids, we are on the phone or we are on the video games or we are in computer. They are more interested in the, you know, most famous celebrity coming in home. So they will be there for a couple minutes and okay, oh yeah, now I'm done. So they will go away. So similarly, that's what will happen with us. When you start chanting in the beginning, we are very serious. But the mind just lifts away and we don't even know where it goes. So therefore, Krishna has appeared in his holy name. You know, the Abhinno Nama Namina. Krishna is non-different than his holy name in Kali Yuga. So he has appeared. So Krishna has appeared also in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Krishna Krishna say, Vyasdeva says in Bhagavatam, Krishna Sadopa Dhamma Pagate Dharma Jnana Divisa Kalavanashta Drishamesho Purana or Pavitmata. When Krishna left this world, after his Leelas, then he has appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam to give the light to the whole world. So therefore, Krishna has appeared in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna appears, Krishna manifests himself as a Chaitya Guru in our heart, and also the Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Any Vaishnava we should see as a representative of Krishna. Any good instruction we get from anywhere, for that matter, we should consider that Krishna has appeared in his heart to inspire us or to give us the way to go to him. And that is the way we see how Krishna appears in everybody's heart. Now, why there are so many temples in the world, like especially in India. Krishna has appeared to the devotees and to accept their service. Like Pandharpur, Krishna appeared to accept the service of Pundalik. And similarly in Tirupati, Krishna appeared. In Dwarka, Krishna appeared. In Jagannath Puri, Krishna appeared. And, Srirangam, Krishna appeared. And so many, Badrinath, Badri Vishal, so many different places Krishna has appeared to please, to accept the service of his devotee. So similarly, for us, even at this level of Krishna consciousness, somehow or other we have accepted Guru, somehow or other we have accepted Parampara, somehow we have accepted Gita and Bhagavat to be the guide of our life, somehow we have accepted Guru and Vaishnavas as our superiors. So, but little bit of inclination we have shown. So how does Krishna has appeared? He has appeared in our mind. And whenever, imagine whoever have some deities in their house, where does Krishna appear first? He doesn't appear on your altar. First he appears in your mind. You go to Lohi Bazaar or you go to any shop or anything, Krishna is coming unto you in front of you in many forms. And he says, okay, I'm here. It is not that whatever you choose is only Krishna and whatever you don't choose is not Krishna. But Krishna is appearing in front of us. There are 9 ways Krishna can appear in somebody's mind. And one of that is a murti form, in the metal or in the paint or in the mud or in the wood, in the mind. So Krishna appears and then you select, yes, Krishna, you come to me in this form and I will serve you. So he comes to your home and, by welcoming him, just like any guest comes to our house, we welcome him and we request him, please, if you really love a guest, we don't want him to go anytime. So therefore, Krishna is not a guest, who will come for 1 or 2 days and then go away. No, Krishna wants to stay in our house. And why he wants to stay in our house? Because he knows that only wherever he is, that atmosphere can only become Krishna conscious atmosphere. That atmosphere can become spiritual. That atmosphere become like Vaikuntha. So if you treat him that way, then we will experience that Vaikuntha atmosphere. Then we will experience that spiritual atmosphere. Otherwise, if the deity is in home, if you don't do all the required things which are supposed to do, the deity service, chanting in front of him, offering all our food, all these things, if you do sincerely, then that will, nama, rupa, then what we have bought in, what we have got in your house as a deity or in a temple, then slowly, 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 Krishna will start revealing his rupa. Just like you have this experience, all of us, before we came devotees, especially those who are from India, they go to many temples, Ram temple, Krishna temple, Vittal temple, or Guru Vayur, or Tirupati, or Badrinath, or Udupi. We all went to the temple, but that rupa is the same. But we couldn't appreciate that, Even we go to the dham, we didn't appreciate that. We saw, we took a darshan, that's it, we had a darshan and we came out. And we don't know what we did, So what happens when you start chanting, when you start worshipping Guru, when you start listening or following Vaishnavas, how they guide, then because of that chanting, Krishna slowly reveals him, his form. So Nama brings the form. You know, so it is not that Krishna appears in front of you and you will understand. We have to have that consciousness. We have to have that mind to appreciate. Otherwise, even if he is coming in front of us, we will not be able to appreciate him. So therefore, Lord appears in front of us, and our chanting is pure, if our mind is Krishna consciousness, our heart is Krishna consciousness, then we'll be able to appreciate the Lord which came into our mind, then came into our house. So therefore, Prabhupada said that for Grihastha's deity worship is the compulsory. It's most important. It's one of the required element of Krishna consciousness for Grihastha's to be engaged in deity worship. Why? Because he has appeared in our home, and if we allow, he manifests, you know, in our heart, and he gives us instruction, and he gives us the directions in our life to how to go forward in Krishna consciousness. So this is Nama Rupa, and when we start, you know, therefore even the Ishopanishad has this prayer. Satyasya Pitam Mukham, you know, please remove your effulgence and let me see your face. So devotees are always eager to see the Lord. But before that, you know, just like in English, they say, first deserve and then desire. Now we should desire to see the Lord. So see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his desire? He used to stay in front of Jagannath, you know, holding Garuda Stambha for hours and hours and hours. He was not satisfied. You know, for us, when we go to the temple, the 7 minutes of Govindam Adipurusham is also too much for us. Our mind cannot even focus that much on Krishna. Just imagine the difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's looking at the deities or taking darshan and our consciousness of taking darshan. You know, we say, oh, we had a darshan, it's very nice, Krishna is wearing this kind of turban, he's wearing this kind of dress, and very nice garland, I made that garland yesterday. We become immediately attached, oh, I made that ornaments, therefore that I doesn't allow us to see the Krishna. So therefore, when you go in front of Krishna, you have to be completely, forget yourself. One Acharya, he says that unless you forget I, you will not see who Krishna is. So therefore, instead of I, means I in independence, we have to see with I, E-I-E, you know. So I has to go away. Then only our E-Y-E, I can open. So this I is blocking our eyes to see Krishna. And therefore, even though the deities are in home, even though Krishna has appeared to the mercy of Guru and Acharya in the temple, but still, because we have not developed that relationship with him, because we have not established our relationship, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojan. Sambandha is the first step, you know. So, sambandha is establishing our relationship with Krishna. Then abhideya means increasing it, and prayojana, that becomes your life, you know. So this is the how we accept the form of the Lord, and no matter in what form he comes, you know, we are not that pure to ask like Murari Gupta, you know, I cannot concentrate on Krishna, I am devotee of Ram, because he is Hanuman, you know. For them it is okay. For us, we appreciate all the form. And eventually, when our heart becomes pure, we will become attached to one form. That doesn't mean that we don't appreciate other form. You know, we don't appreciate. We appreciate all the forms of the Lord because they are coming from the same person, Lord, according to our desire, he is appearing. You know, just like for a wife, she will not be, you know, happy to see her husband in a nice coat, tie, pant. That is meant for office. In home, you don't have to be so official. You're a simple, you know, you wear simple clothes in home. Same way, the kids, and they will not appreciate that form. But in office, that form is required, you know. So one person changes dress according to his appearance and where is he going. So similarly, Lord, according to his relationship, according to the desire of the people where he is going, he changes his appearance. So, you see, because God has varieties, the next paragraph, Prabhupada is focusing on different varieties, because Garuda, who is singing Vedic hymns with the flapping of his, you know, wings. So, how does it happen? We never see that in this world, you know. We only, our mouth speaks. But in spiritual, all parts have the same potency, just like Krishna has all parts at the same potency. You know, Anganiyasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti. It is not only Krishna. Even the soul have the same potency of Krishna in the spiritual world. So similarly, Garuda, because it is in Kinnara Loka, which is almost spiritual, so there also he, you know, appearing, you know, Garuda, all the inhabitants of Kinnara Loka have wings, you know. So Garuda is from Kinnara Loka, therefore his habits. So Prabhupada is mentioning, there are different varieties of people in different lokas. And we see the same variety in this material world too. You know, India is different than America, and Japan is different from both India and America. Russia is different from all three. Then China is different from everything. And if you go to, Middle East, it is different than anything. Australia is different. People are different. Their behavior is different. Their consciousness is different. Everything is different. So many, you know. So, so many varieties are there. You know, even in one city, each house is different. Even in each house, you know, each rooms are different. So why so many varieties are there in this world? So this is just a reflection of spiritual world. How many varieties are there in the spiritual world? This material world is just a reflection and so many varieties. So there are varieties in Krishna's abode. There are varieties in Krishna's appearance. There are varieties of Krishna's different forms, but the origin of everything is Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna is the origin of all these expansions, incarnations, forms, everything, you know. Krishna is the origin. So therefore, Janmadasya Yataha, the Bhagavatam explains, Janmadasya Yataha. Krishna is the origin of all other forms. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the origin. And then in our later stage, when we chant our names properly, when we start appreciating the Rupa, which whoever has appeared, you know, in our house, either it is Radha Krishna, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, whatever form he has appeared in our mind, in our heart, in our altar of our home. So if we start appreciating, then we'll start appreciating his guna. Then we will start appreciating his Leela. And after that, we may be able to, according to our purity of our heart, according to the purity of consciousness, we'll be able to visualize the Leelas and take part in the Leelas. So it's a long process, but we should at least practice whatever we are doing 100%. And slowly, you know, utsaha, you know, all these adho shraddha, tato sadhu sangha, then prema will appear whenever it has to. But we should put all our efforts in serving Lord and serving Lord in whatever form he appears in front of us. So there are different ways Krishna can appear. So whatever way he has appeared in front of us, or in front of anybody, we should try to appreciate. Just like, when we were in Tirupati with our Guru Maharaj, Isolde Sradhanath Maharaj, and Maharaj was giving lecture on Tirupati, he said that this is the supreme abode where Krishna resides, you know, and he was glorifying Tirupati, you know, how he came there and all these things. And after the program, one devotee asked Krishna, Maharaj, in Vrindavan you told the same thing, it is the supreme abode of Krishna. When you are in Pandharpur, you said the same thing, this is the supreme abode of Krishna. When you are in Udupi, you said the same thing, this is the supreme abode of Krishna. And when we were in Jagannathpur, you said the same thing, this is the supreme abode of Krishna. And when you are in Mayapur, you said the same thing, supreme abode of Krishna. So which is exactly the supreme abode? You know, sometimes we hear that, oh, this abode is the supreme. Then Maharaj, he said that wherever you are, and wherever Krishna is, that becomes the supreme abode. If you are in Mayapur, that is supreme abode. If you are in Tirupati, that is supreme abode. If you are in Pandharpur, that is supreme abode. Because Lord and his abode are non-different. And therefore, he has appeared everywhere. So it is not that, just like in material world, if one is the best, everything else is worst. In spiritual world, it is not like that. If one is best, everything also can be equally best. And that is called absolute truth. So when Krishna appears in Mayapur as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or in Jagannath Puri as Jagannath, or in Dwarka as Dwarka Krishna, or in Tirupati as Tirupati, you know, he is the same Krishna, but he has appeared according to the different, you know, pastimes, according to the different desires. So therefore, Krishna is absolute. So when we go to Pandharpur, yes, Vittala is absolute. When you go to Jagannath Puri, yes, Jagannath Puri, Jagannath is absolute. That doesn't even diminish or doesn't minimize the importance of all other dhams. So this is the way we have to understand. Lord is absolute. You know, it is not that one is best and others are not as good. So according to devotee's mind, according to devotee's heart and purity, Krishna appears in front of them to accept their service. That is most important. How we are offering our service with our heart. So that's in the later part, you develop your attachment to a particular deity. You develop your attachment to a particular dham. No, but in our stage, neophyte stage, we should have understand the first the absolute nature of that dham, absolute nature of that person, personality, means Krishna's different forms. And then as we grow in our spiritual life, as we grow in our Krishna consciousness, the Lord will manifest, you know, in our heart. Ruddhyantasti, Krishna will appear, you know, then according to how we serve our guru, how we follow this principle, how we see the Vaishnavas and how we see Krishna consciousness, what level we are, according to that, Krishna will manifest his identity. So that is about his appearance. So I'm also supposed to speak in the next verse, the verse 7th. I will read the verse 7 first, and then whatever time left, we'll try to comment on that. Pinayatashta bhujamandala madhya lakshmya spardachriya parivruto vanamalaya jaha barhishmataha purusha ahusutan prapannan parjanyanadadarutaya sagrunavalokaha. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Around the neck of the personality of Godhead hung a flower garland that reached to his knees. His eight stout and elongated arms were decorated with that garland, which challenged the beauty of the Goddess of Fortune. With a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachin Barishad, who were very much surrendered unto him. Purport, the word Adhyaha in this verse is very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin even of Paramatma and Brahman. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 27, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. The absolute truth begins not with the impersonal Brahman, but with the original personality of Godhead, Krishna. When Arjuna realized Krishna's greatness, he addressed him in this way. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shaswatam divyam adidevam ajam vibhum. You are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. The Brahma Samhita also says, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is not caused by anything anadi, but he is the cause of all causes. The Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadi Asya Taha. The absolute truth is that form which everything emanates. The absolute truth is described as Adi Purusha. The absolute truth is therefore a person and is not impersonal. So as we discussed for the previous verse, Krishna appears as a person. So here Prabhupada is explaining more about the personality. You know, each form has personality. Krishna is not impersonal. In fact, Prabhupada quotes here, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. He is also the origin of Brahman, which Mayavadis or Nirvisheshavadis or Advaitavadis, there are kind of little differences there, but they are similar, who think God has no form or I am God. That is Brahmavadis and Paramatmavadis. So Krishna says that he is the source of even Paramatma and all the Atmas, Brahman. So therefore he is called Parabrahma. So Prabhupada always talks about Shankaracharya, even the greatest Mayavadi, he accepts Narayana Paro Avyaktat. So Krishna has appeared, you know, he is beyond this material manifestation. So that is also Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who think that, you know, I appear, you know, it's Brahma, Brahmano hi pratishtayam. I am the source of even Paramatma and the Brahman. So here he is explained that he has a beautiful flower garland on him, which is touching to his knees. Then he has beautiful eight stout and strong arms decorated with garlands and decorated with different weapons. You know, Krishna has different weapons. So why, one point we missed in the last purport, Vira Raghava Acharya, he says, even the Padma, you know, Shankar Chakra Kada Padma. So how is Padma, the lotus flower, and the Shankha is a weapon? So weapon doesn't mean what we see in the material world as a knife or a sword or chopper, you know, or gun. This is considered a weapon in the material world. But the real shastra, shastra in the Sanskrit exactly means which cuts. So Krishna's anything that cuts our attachment with this material world. So that is also called shastra. It's like Sudarshan, it cuts, you know, Gada, it cuts. At the same time, Kamala is a very, very, very soft flower that also cuts our illusion and makes us attracted towards the Lord, you know. So even this flute is considered a weapon, shastra, you know. How you can see the gopis, you know, we discussed it, on Sharad Purnima, how the gopis, they became attracted, you know. And they lost everything, all the desire, and they left everything. Because why? They were there, everything, illusion was cut by the sound of the flute of Krishna. So in that sense, Viraragava Acharya explains Krishna's all the, whatever he has, you know, even his mukuta, you know, even his crown, his, you know, weapon. Because when a devotee sees this beautiful helmet on the beautiful, you know, curly hairs of Krishna, he's so attracted even to the helmet, all his earrings, and all his ornaments, you know, his Kaustubha, Vaijayanti Mala, and Tulsi Mala, and his armlets, and his dhoti, and all his, everything, you know, is Shastra, because that cuts our illusion. And that that's why, just like Kama, now we are all, you know, in this material world, everybody is affected. Everybody is, you know, become completely unconscious, you know, completely hurt, or completely, what you say, injured by the arrow of Kamadeva. Now we don't see this arrow. How is injuring our heart? You know, many times they say the lovers' heart, they draw one heart and they put one arrow in it. So is that arrow is supposed to cut and injure you? But this arrow, you know, for materialistic people, is giving a pleasure of, you know, sensual enjoyment. So that's a weapon, but it's a loving weapon. You know, it cuts the heart and, you know, you get it infatuated of opposite sex and then you start, you know, sensual enjoyment. What is happening? That Madana is entering in your heart and cutting it. So it's a soft, it is even the people, those who are in, you know, in those sensual activities, they don't even know how the Madana is killing them. How the Madan, you know, how it is appearing as an arrow, which is invisible arrow of lust in their heart. So similarly, in a good sense, in opposite sense, prema, Krishna's prema is also in similar, because he is a person, and person means love. And whatever he does, you know, any instruments, any things he holds in his hands, they are for demons, they are like a weapons for a devotee. They are like an instrument of attracting their hearts. So here, this purport, Krishna is spending, Srila Prabhupada is putting all his words in explaining how Krishna is a person. So just like we are person, and Krishna is a person, where our personality has come from. Our body has come from this material world. So body has a shape because soul has a shape. And previously we discussed in one of our class how a soul changes different bodies. So similarly, the soul has the same, even if you become a hawk, your body is the same, your soul is the same. You have the same Satchidananda effulgent body. But because of the material covering is different, you know, you have the same Satchidananda body as Krishna, but only the covering according to your desires has changed. Sometimes it became elephant, sometimes ant, sometimes amoeba, sometimes human being. So the external form, srotram chakshu rasanam granam evacha adhisthaya manaschaya visheyanupasivate, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Then one, you know, all these souls, they attain their nose, all these knowledge acquiring senses, karmendriya and anendriya. All these bodies have it, even the tree, even the stone. We may not be able to see that. The stone has a consciousness, but very, very insignificant. You know, so this consciousness level goes on increasing, increasing, increasing. So human consciousness is as close to the God consciousness, but still mamaivamsho. So therefore, with this consciousness, we will be able to see the Lord. So therefore, to realize God, first you have to realize ourselves. So first we have to understand we have a form. We are not impersonal. We are not zero. We are not like a lump of matter. We have to understand we have a personality. We have a desire. We have a tendency to love. We have a tendency to serve. We have a tendency to accept love. We have a tendency to accept service. So all these tendencies, they are not coming from a formless lump of or formless body. No. So these are desires and everything is there. That's a material manifestation of the spiritual body. So therefore, we have a body. And that is Satchidananda. Therefore, we have to realize that we are, therefore, the first step in spiritual life is understanding we are Brahman. You know, we are body, but unfortunately most of the people, they get stuck. I am a soul. And most of the spiritual organizations, they talk, I am a soul, but they don't go beyond that. Mostly they only go Paramatma is there. But they misidentify Paramatma to be the Atma. So there also they are bewildered. They can't go beyond that. Only bhaktas can go beyond, because by the mercy of Krishna, that thick cover, effulgence of Brahma Jyoti is removed, who is the source. And then he enters. Then he enters into Bhagavan, or the persona of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he renders service to him. And through the rendering service, he becomes purified and he realizes. So bhakti, you see, Brahma Vadis and Paramatma Vadis, they cannot test a spiritual realization at all, spiritual pleasure at all, because they are not at all in touch with the spiritual world. But even a neophyte devotee who have not realized Brahman and Paramatma by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, we can experience directly engaging in a personality of, you know, in our house as a deity form, and in a temple in a deity form, we can directly render. We cook for Krishna, make garland for Krishna, sing for Krishna, read for Krishna, and keep our house clean for Krishna, keep our house as much as possible spiritual for Krishna. So we have an understanding Krishna is the owner of this house. So these relations we can develop, and that is because we know Krishna is a person. So unless we accept Krishna as a person, you will not be able to test that nectar of spiritual realization or personal dealings. And therefore Prabhupada says all these mayavadis and everything, because they cannot test, they again come back to the material world and they open the hospitals and orphanages and serving the poor, considering Narayan is Daritri. Narayan, Prabhupada says, Narayan is not Daritri. You are Daritri. You have no knowledge of Narayan. So therefore, because they have no realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, they again come back into this material world and engage in materialistic activity. So understanding Krishna as a person is important. Therefore, Arjuna is, when Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, I am a person, and aham sarvasya prabhu mattaha sarvam pravartate, everything is emanating from me, you know. So therefore Krishna is addressing Parabrahma, you are the supreme Brahman. Param Dhamma, you have a supreme abode. Pavitram, you are the purest of the pure, because you are not touched by the three modes of material nature. Paramam Bhavan, you are a supreme person. Purusham, you are a supreme enjoyer. Shashvatam, you are eternal. Divyam, you are transcendental. Therefore, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, to janma karma chame divyam. So, evam yo veti tatvata. So, Krishna's appearance and his activities are eternal. Divyam, they are leela. So, when Krishna comes to our home in the form of deity, whatever reciprocation he does, he will do only divya, transcendental relationship. He will give us transcendental realization. But we have to be on that platform to understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. So therefore, we have to understand Adi Devam. He is the source of all the demigods. Not only that, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. He is the source of everything. Not only demigods. Ajam, he is unborn. And Vibhum, he is Prabhu. He is the supreme person. And in that way, we surrender to him. And by surrendering, we follow the process. And slowly, 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 we develop our love for the Lord. So I think it's the time. I will leave 5 minutes for, if anybody have a question, I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Are you still awake?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you very so much for sharing your amazing. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for sharing your wonderful realizations. Can you hear me?
Yes. There was some question there, but I couldn't read. I just read the first line and disappeared. Can somebody ask? Because I have no facility because I am on my small phone. I'm not on a computer. So I cannot see the whole thing you write. So better you ask the question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, the question is, when all forms of Lord are non-different, like Sri Krishna, Sri Jagannath, Sri Gauranga, why do we worship different forms of Lord in one temple? Please throw some light on this matter.
Yes, there are thousands of forms of the Lord, but there are some forms, according to our Guru Parampara, we accept them develop our love. You see, just like if you go to Tirupati, there is only one Lord. If you go to Pandharpur, there is only Krishna, Pandharpur, Vitthala is there. If you go to Dwarka, there is only Dwarkadish. If you go to Jagannath Puri, there is only Jagannath. But it is still Prabhupada's mercy. He is giving us all the three abodes in one temple. These are the three abodes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship: Vrindavan, Mayapur, and Jagannath Puri. And therefore, all three abodes or whatever facilities are provided by by the temple. So they are different, but simultaneously they are the same. As I said, it is not that Radha Krishna is more superior than Jagannath Baldev. In one sense, it is yes, but in other sense, they have same spiritual potency. So therefore, Krishna has appeared in front of us to accept our service in different forms. So, but as I explained, all the forms have the same potency. Yes, you can be like Haridas Thakur. He didn't have any deity. In fact, he was not even allowed to go to Jagannath temple. He didn't go even to Vrindavan. His deity was his holy name. So that's how he was just a Namacharya. He saw the deity, everything, in the form of the holy name. So Krishna is appearing. So we should learn to appreciate all his forms. And therefore, we should first try to understand how all the forms are equal. They are not different. Okay. So yes, the facility is given to us by Acharyas, by to experience Jagannath, to experience Vrindavan, to experience Navadvip Dham in one temple, so that we have a triple opportunity, triple mercy, but they are the same Lord. And they will reveal to by the one holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no other form of appearance in Kali Yuga. He will only appear in holy name. Okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Devotees, if you have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, please go ahead. Thank you.
We have only 3 minutes left. I have some other engagement at 9 o'clock, but before that I have other things to do.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Then yes, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class, and very nicely you explained both the shlokas and the form of the Lord. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad. It's your mercy that you engage me in some service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Shri Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. I'll be leaving for India on 25th, but if the time matches, I don't mind continuing the service. It is exact, I think it is evening in the India. So if you would allow me, I would like to, because you are one of the best Sangha I talk to. I see everybody is so sincere. And a very nice Sangha. So I would like to take your association. Thank you very much for engaging me.
Thank you.
Looking forward to see you. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you very so much once again for enlightening class today, Prabhuji. And we are very, very grateful to you. And we look forward for your association again in the future. If nobody has any questions, we can end the call.
Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha
kalpataru
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.